Hi, this is Alison from Sanctuary, reflecting on a passage from the Epistle of James, a passage which scares the living daylights out of me. Apparently, my tongue is a deadly fire. It stains the whole body, it's restless evil, it's full of poison. And as one who speaks to the gathered community, I will be judged with greater strictness for my speech. Even worse, this passage is often used to preach against gossip, that form of talking about people which is so often done by women. I should be quaking in my boots, and believe me, I am, for I am a woman who regularly chats with people about people. And yet, while there's no doubt in my mind that careless and malicious words can be incredibly destructive, I'd like to take a step back and take a good look at gossip. Now, the Epistle of James was written to Jewish Christians. As such, it contains the big themes of Judaism, including the idea of right speech. Now, right speech is not about being a good person who earns points in heaven for saying the right thing all the time. Instead, like all the commandments and the exhortations of the prophets, right speech is about building community. Well, why? Well, because, as Walter Brueggemann put it, real community depends on reliable truth-telling. Real community depends on reliable truth-telling. Not on saying nice things, but on speaking truth, naming the powers, and sharing stories about God. In this world of fake news and seductive advertising and lying politicians, right speech, truthful speech, is prophetic work. But prophetic work does not happen in a vacuum. It not only forms but emerges from community, from people listening in love together for the voice of God, people who are willing to speak this true voice into diverse contexts. Such a group is not formed out of thin air, and so now we come to the idea of gossip. Gossip is a funny old word in English. Originally, it referred to someone's baptismal sponsor, the sibling in God, the God-sib, one spiritual brother or sister. In the role of sponsor, the God-sib, or the gossip, spoke on behalf of a new baptismal candidate and vouch for them and their life in Jesus. You can hear echoes of this word in gospel, which comes from the old English words for God and story. God spell, God story, God spell, gospel. So a gospel is a story about God, and a gossip is a sibling in God. Over the centuries, the meaning of gossip shifted and changed. It became feminized. It spread into a verb or a doing word, and it took on nasty overtones. Now, there's no question that careless gossip can be harmful and destructive. If James was writing today, he might use the phrase going viral to describe communication which is contagious and malicious and vicious. And we all know how nasty that can get. And yet, good gossip can build a congregation up. The original recipients of this letter, like most people of the last 2,000 years, lived in small communities. There were no cars or trains or bicycles, and only the rich had horses. People in Christian communities lived within a short walk of each other, and their lives were enmeshed in very deep and complex ways. Most of us, however, don't live in a small village or in a mesh community. We don't know all the ins and outs of each other's lives. Our children don't go to the same schools. We don't shop at the same shops. Our families aren't intermarried and our friendship groups rarely overlap. Many of us are committed to two or even three faith networks. Many of us here work in another city, at least some of the time. And most of us are, quite frankly, insanely busy. All this means that it is very easy for us to float along and never form meaningful relationships with one another. So unless we share stories about each other and about ourselves, we won't ever come to know each other very well. In other words, unless we gossip, we won't learn each other's histories. We'll struggle to forgive each other's foibles. We won't form community, and we won't learn to love. For us, gossip done well will be the glue that binds us, bringing us together as God sibs, as brothers and sisters in God. Good gossip will help us develop a sense of solidarity and a shared identity, as together we look for God's fingerprints in our lives and learn to speak these truths into a wider context. So I invite you to become good gossips, God sibs, siblings in God. People who tell stories about themselves and about each other. People who prayerfully ponder each other's lives. People who look for God's presence and action in each life and in our common life. People who listen in love. Gossip like this will help us grow. It will help us grow in love, and it will help us build the connection and the community we need to become prophetic truth tellers. And as we gossips tell and retell each other's stories, wrestling with how they intertwine with and reflect the biggest story of all, our stories will gradually become something else. Stories about God. God's stories. Gospels. For we are the body of Christ. His Spirit is with us. Not somewhere else in some ideal group of perfect people, but in this ordinary group of ordinary and God-filled lives. So let us gossip well together, and let us witness with our lives and our words to this powerful and prophetic truth, that the reign of Christ has come even here, even now, even among us. And let us listen for the truths which emerge from our midst, and learn to proclaim them in love. Amen. That's all for today. Thanks for listening, and God bless.